there any institutional frameworks set up now to allow radio operators and BPL operators to communicate on a standardized, regular basis, either nationally or to facilitate it on the local level?
To my knowledge, there's nothing institutional. I know the FCC has mandated a public database that at least could be looked at by people who suspect they may be having BPL interference.
Has that been set up?
No, it's not. The industry has been given a certain amount of time to do so.
Right.
I'm sure they're working at that as earnestly as they possibly can.
Okay. No, well, it's more of a legal than a technical question. What do you know about what mechanisms exist or whether any do to resolve these issues? Or whether it's things are just going to sort of putter along here where the BPL operators say, well, we've resolved the issues. ARL says it doesn't, that they haven't been. Applies to the FCC, which says the people are working the issues out amongst themselves. And will that just carry on?
Well, I think ultimately the FCC would get past the point of saying, well, why don't you guys try to work this out amongst yourselves? I know they have in other areas. In fact, you know, mechanisms exist in other areas. ARL, for example, has a pretty good relationship with the FCC with respect to conventional power line noise. So an amateur operator might have a bad insulator develop on the power line near his home. And we have a cooperative arrangement with the FCC where we will try to resolve that directly with the utility company. In most cases, that's actually successful. I'd estimate maybe only 10% of the power line cases that get reported to ARRL ultimately need to go back to the FCC.
So are you thinking that things might get to that level with BPL?
I would certainly hope so. We have the doors wide open. My willingness to work with this industry to try to resolve interference, to try to help them understand what needs to be done to prevent interference, has been existent right from the get-go.